Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commend this morning's Sabbath service.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天早上的安息日聚会。
First of all, let's sing a hymn, number 24.
请唱诗二十四首。
In number 24.
唱诗二十四首。
Sin and over again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of love. Words of light and beauty, teach me faith and truth.Wonderful words of love, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one gives to all, wonderful words of love. Sinless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Oh, to freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words.Wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life.Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words.Of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Please be seated.
请坐。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里讲话。
Today we really thank God that we can actually all gather together to enjoy and.Observe the Sabbath.
感谢神，我们今天都能在这里聚集，一起来守他的安息圣日。
We know the Sabbath is a special day hallowed by the Lord.
我们知道这个安息日是尊主为大的日。
That God wants us to put aside all our works and toil in the world.
我们要把世界的一切烦恼跟事都放在一边。
So come to the church and listen to His word.
所以我们来到神的殿来聆听他的话语。
Ponder.On our relationship with God.
然后思想我们跟神的关系。
And through this pondering, through accepting the words of God,
借着这样的思考，这样的聆听他的话语，
that our relationship will improve with God once again.
我们跟神的关系再一次的会改善。
And this afternoon, I'd like to take you on a journey back to the wilderness.
今天我们要谈到回到旷野。
Before we do that, let's pray together and ask God to guide us.
在我们开始查考前，我们一起跪下来求神带领我们。
Let's pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with you the words of God.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，在这里与你分享神的话。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
我们请翻开何西亚书。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 14.
何西亚书第四章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
第四章。
Chapter 2?
第二章。十四节。
14. Therefore I am now going to alert her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her. Verse 15.
十五节。
There I will give her back her vineyards. I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will sing as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up of Egypt.
十四节。后来我必劝导她，领她到旷野，对她说安慰的话。十五节。她从那里出来，我必赐她葡萄园。又视他雅各谷作为指望的门，他必在那里应声，与幼年的日子一样，与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
In the time of the Jeroboam the second,
在耶罗波安第二世的时候
the kingdom of Israel was really, really prosper.
这个国家非常的强盛。
They were able to live for a long period of time of prosperity.
所以在国家强盛的一段时间。
But unfortunately, after King Jeroboam died,
但是耶罗波安王死了以后
the country was thrown into confusion and into disarray.
这个国家就变得很混乱。
At that time, you see the emerging country like Assyrians.
我们就看到那时候亚设国起来。
They became one of the powerful country at the time.
在那时候做一个很非常强盛的国。
And Israel was under threat by this emerging superpower.
所以以色列又被这些强盛的国所威胁。
So that time they wasn't sure what to do, whether they would join the Assyrian or go back to Egypt.
所以他们不知道如何是好，是否要加入这个亚述帝国呢，或是要与这个回去埃及与他们联盟。
And so at that time, the society or the people at the time, they also were really corrupted.
那时候社会也是很腐败。
And on religions, though they still worship God, they still offer sacrifice to God. At the same time, they yet worship idol.
虽然那时候他们也敬拜神，宗教也敬拜神，也献祭，但是他们也拜偶像。
And it's under these circumstances that God actually inspired the prophet Hosea.
所以是在这种情况下，神感动了先知何西亚。
To rebuild them, to discipline them, hope that they can return to God.
来锻炼他们，来重建他们信仰，希望他们重回到神。
And here in chapter 2, verse 14, God is saying that He wants to bring them back to the wilderness.
在这里二章十四节，神说我要带他到旷野。
So that they can go back to the day of her youth.
所以让他回到他少年的日子。
In the day when she came out from Egypt.
就是他从埃及出来的时候。
So why did God want the Israelites go back to the wilderness?
那为什么神要埃及人回到那出埃及的时候的日子？
What significance does it have for us today as a Christian?
那对我们今天的基督徒有什么特别的地方呢？
Why we need to go back to the wilderness?
为什么我们要回到旷野？
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
我们翻开《生命记》。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Chapter 8 verse 15.
生命记第八章十五节。
15. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpion. He brought you water out of the rock.
十五节，引你经过那大而可畏的旷野。有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来。
And here, God saying that He deliberately lead these people into the wilderness.
这里神说他故意的带领以色列民经过这个旷野。
He deliberately put them there to test them.
那故意的放他们在那里来试炼他们。
In verse 2, it says.
第二节这么说。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether you or not would not keep His commands.
第二节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And he said the reason God led them into the wilderness.
这里讲到说神带他们到旷野的原因
is to test them to see whether they actually observe the commandment of God or not.
是要试验他们，要知道他们是否守成了诫命。
And the method that God's going to use to test them is.
那神试验他们 的方法是什么呢
？Verse three.
第三节。
He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father have known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
第三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃。使你知道，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
And here Jesus said, God said, I'm going to test these people.
这里神说，我要试验这些人。
I'm going to use manna to test them.
我要用玛拿来试炼他们。
So that they can survive in the wilderness.
所以他们可以在旷野活着。
And this is why God wants us to go back to the wilderness.
这就是神要我们回到旷野。
To learn to trust on the words again in order to survive in this world.
学习来靠着神的话，在这个旷野存活。
We know manna at the very first time when they see manna.
我们知道当以色列人第一次看到玛拿的时候。
They were so happy, they were so joyful.
他们很高兴，非常的喜乐。
Because God had given them something to eat so that they can survive their life in the wilderness.
因为神给他们东西吃，所以他们在旷野可以存活。
Manna is something so precious, it's from heaven.
这个玛拿是非常宝贵的，是从天上降下来的。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
我们请翻开民数记十一章。
Numbers 11.
民数记十一章
，verse 7 to 8，
七节到八节。
verse 7，
第七节。
The manna was like coriander seed and looked like raisin. These people went around gathering it and then ground it and handmill or crush it into mortar. They cook it in a pot or make it into cakes, and it tastes like something made with olive oil.
第七节，这manna仿佛弯尾子又好像珍珠，这百姓周围行走，把玛拿收起来，或用磨推，或用捣揪，煮在锅中，又做成饼，滋味好像新油。
Now, this is the quality of manna.
这个是玛拿的特质。
It's like a coriander seed. It's also like a pearl.
又好像这个籽，又好像珍珠一样。
And yet it tastes like olive oil and it tastes like honey.
又好要吃起来滋味像。像这个油，或者像这个油一样。
And it's so versatile. You can use it any way you want. You can bake it. You can cook it, and you can grind it into flour and make it into bread.
你也可以用它煮，又可以它捣成粉，做成饼。
And this is the manna given by God so that the people can have their life will be sustained.
这就是神赐给他们的 manna， 所以以色列人在旷野可以存活。
And the Israelites had to learn to survive on manna.
对，以色列人要学习，要靠着这个 manna 在旷野存活。
And this is what God gave us today as well to survive in this world.
今天也是一样的，神赐给我们这个 manna， 让我们在这个世界上存活。
And that is the words of God.
这个 manna 就是神的话。
And the words of God is very much like manna from heaven.
那这神的话就像这个 manna 从天上降下来的 manna 一样。
It's so precious.
非常的宝贵。
You can use it anytime you want. You can use it any way you want.
任何时候你都可以用它，如何的使用它。
But it will bring you benefits. It will sustain your spirituality.
它可以带给你很大的益处，又使你的灵性成长。
Let's turn to Psalm.
请翻开诗篇。
Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Verse 7 to 10.
七节到十节
，verse seven，
第七节
，the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the law are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Verse eight， the precepts of the law are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the law are radiant, giving light to the eye. Nine， the fear of the law is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the law are sure and altogether righteous. Verse ten。They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, than honey from the comb.
第七节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定， 能使愚人有智慧。第八节，耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。第九节，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。第十节，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂皇下地的蜜甘甜。
This is the words of God.
这就是神的话。
Just like the first time when the Israelites encountered manna.
就像第一次以色列人接受到这个 manna.
They were so happy. They were so joyful. They exclaimed. They called out, "What is it? What is it? Manna, manna."
他们非常的高兴，非常的喜乐。他们说：“这是什么？玛纳，玛纳。”
This is like when we first come to believe in God, when we come to contact with the words of God, when we're being comforted by the words of God.
这好像第一次我们来接触到神，接触到神的话，被神的话所安慰。
We desire so much. We read it day and night. We come to service every day.
我们渴慕神的话，我们日夜都读他的话，我们也都来聚会。
But unfortunately, as time goes by,
但是时间过了。
We start to crave for something else.
我慢慢的渴慕其他的东西。
The words of God, manna seems to become tasteless.
这神的话 ，manna 好像没有味道了。
Just like the Israelites.
就像以色列人一样。
After they tasted the manna.
当他们尝过 manna 以后。
At first they were so happy, they were so joyful, they were so satisfied.
他们刚开始非常高兴的，非常得到饱足，也非常满足。
But gradually they lost their appetites.
但慢慢的他们。这个失去的味道了，没有口胃口了。
They feel that the words of God, the manna has become tasteless.
他们觉得说这个 manna 没有什么味道。
They start to crave for something else.
他们开始想要吃别的东西。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 11.
我们再回到民数记十一章。
Numbers 11.
民数记十一章。
Verse 4 to 6.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Numbers 11 verse 4.
民数记十一章第四节。
Verse 4. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If only we had meat to eat." Verse 5.
第五节。
Remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumber, melons, leek, onions, and garlic. Verse 6.
第六节。
But now we have lost our appetites. We never see anything but this manna. Verse 7.
第七节。第四节。他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除这玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
And here we see the rabble started a cry in the midst of the Israelites.
所以我们看到说这里的闲杂人开始在哭嚎。
That they crave for something else.
他们想要别的东西。
And the Israelites was affected by them.
所以以色列人就被影响。
So they too, they said, we lost our appetite.
所以他们就说我们也失去我们的胃口了。
And they crave for food, they crave for fish and meat and vegetables.
他们想要其他东西，想要肉，想要蔬菜，想要水果。
They no longer love manna anymore.
他们也再也不喜欢这个 manna.
So they call out to God.
所以他们向神呼叫。
And God satisfied their desire.
神就让他们满足他们的 他们满足他们。
God gave them over to what they want.
神就让他们得到他们所想要的。
Let's read verse 33.
请看三十三节。
Verse 33.
三十三节。
But while the meat was still between their teeth, and before it could be consumed, the anger of the Lord burned against these people, and he struck them with a severe plague.
肉在他们牙齿之间尚未嚼烂，耶和华的怒气就向他们发作，用最重的灾殃击杀了他们。
Verse 34. Therefore, the place was named Kibroth Hattaavah, because they were buried the people who have craved other food.
三十四节，那地方便叫基伯罗哈塔瓦，就是贪欲之人的坟墓，因为他们在那里埋葬那起贪欲之心的人。
And this is what happened to the people who crave for other food.
这就是那些想要不满足想要吃其他东西的人的结果。
That people who does not satisfy with the words of God.
这些人并不满足神的话。
A people who lost interest in the words of God.
对神的话已经失去了兴趣。
A people who no longer seek after the words of God.
再也不追求神的话。
What will happen to them is that they will spiritually die gradually.
他们会发生什么事？他们就是慢慢的灵性就死掉了。
So this is a serve a great warnings to us today.
所以今天这是给我们一个很大的警告。
When we in some sort of seminar, SSC or spiritual convocation.
在我们在任何的属灵的灵能会任何的学习。
We feel that we are spiritually revived because we have heard so many the words of God.
我们觉得我们灵性再次复兴，因为我们听到很多神的话。
It seems like we have been fed by manna. We have this special vitality once again in us.
一旦我们觉得说，一旦我们灵性被这个manna所满足，我们的灵性又再活泼起来。
But yet, when we return home,
但是当我们回到家的时候
，we always have this kind of experience.
我们又总有这种的体验。
We start to crave for something else.
我们开始想要其他的东西。
We spend more time watching television to read the Bible.
我们在电视上花的时间比在圣经上的时间还多。
Or we spend more time shopping than go to church service.
或是我们去买东西花的时间比来教会的时间更多。
We crave for something else rather than the words of God.
我们喜欢读别的东西胜于喜欢神的话。
What will happen is that our spirituality will gradually wither and eventually will die.
我们灵性就慢慢的枯竭，最后灵性就会死掉。
And this is why God wanted Israel to go back to the wilderness.
这是为什么神要以色列再回到旷野。
Learn once again and trust and rely on the words again, the words of God.
再次学习说要靠着神的话，要学习神的话。
So that they can survive in the wilderness, we too can survive in this world.
所以他们呢在旷野能存活，那我们在今天这个社会上也能存活。
So today we too need to go back to the wilderness.
所以今天我们也要再回到旷野。
Once again, learn to love the words of God.
再一次要珍惜爱神的话。
And allow the words of God to satisfy us.
让神的话能满足我们。
So that we have this spiritual vitality in us.
所以我们有这个属灵上活泼跟生命。
So that we can survive in this world until we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在这个世界上能存活，直到说我们进入天国。
Let's turn to Psalm.
我们翻开诗篇
，Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
诗篇第一章一跟二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
第一章一到二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3. He is like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。第三节，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
This is why God wants us to go back to the wilderness.
这就是神为什么要我们回到旷野。
Because it's only by meditate on the words of God when you satisfy with the words of God.
只有靠着昼夜思想神的话，我们才会得到满足。
Then the life within will actually be fulfilled.
这样我们的生命就会得到满足。
You're able to bear fruit. You're able to be flourish.
我们就能按时结果子。
Then you can actually benefit the people around you.
那我们会带给我们周围的人益处。
And not only you yourself will survive.
不止我们自己存活。
That you can actually give benefit to other people as well.
我们也可以带给我们周围的人很多的益处。
And this is the words of God.
这就是神的话。
And we need to learn to love it and fall in love with it once again.
我们要学习的爱他的话，然后再一次的在神的话得到满足喜乐。
So that we can actually survive in this journey towards the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们才能存活，才能进入神的国。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 10.
请翻开民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
民数记第十章三十三节。
And here it tells us the second reason why God wants us to go back to the wilderness.
这个神要以色列回到旷野第二个原因。
Verse 33.
三十三节。
33.So they set out from the mountain of the law and traveled for 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the law went before them during those 3 days to find a place to rest. 34. The cloud of the law was over them by day, and when they set out from the camp.
三十三节，以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程，耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。三十四节，他们把营往前行，日间有耶和华的云彩在他们以上。
And he recorded how the Israelites actually journeyed throughout the wilderness.
这里描写说以色列人在旷野如何的行走。
How they actually go through the wilderness, eventually end up in the land of Canaan.
在这里描写说他如何在旷野走，然后最后在最后来到迦南地。
And that is by following the ark of the covenant.
这描写说是因为是靠着跟着耶和华的约柜行。
We know when the Israelites came out from Egypt.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
they have no direction. They don't know where to go.
他们并没有一个方向，也不知道去哪里。
So God guided them with a pillar of cloud and also the pillar of fire.
所以神用云柱跟火柱来带领他们。
But the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire only give them a general direction. It is not given a specific way.
这个云柱跟火柱给他们一个大概一个方向感，但是方向感，但是并没有一个很准确的一个方向。
But in order to go through the wilderness, need to follow the art of confident closely.
如果说要行走这个旷野的话，他们就要很仔细的、很紧紧的跟随这个神的约柜。
So it's the art of confident which guiding them throughout the journey.
所以其实是这个约柜来靠领着他们走路。
So the question is, what is in the ark of covenant?
所以我们看说，在约柜里面是什么东西呢？
In here, it tells us it has a tablet of stone.
在这里，约柜写说里面有神的法版。
Let's turn to Exodus.
请翻开出埃及记。
Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 21.
二十五章二十一节。
25 verse 21.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节。
21. Place the cover on top of the ark and put in the ark of testimony, which I will give you.
二十一节，要将施恩座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。
And he said, put the testimony in the ark.
这里讲说要把法版放在柜里。
In fact, apart from the tablet stone of the testament of God, there's nothing else in the ark of covenant.
所以除了这个法版以外，在约柜里面并没有其他的东西。
Let's turn to First King.
请翻开列王记上。
First King.
列王记上。
First King chapter 8.
列王记上第八章。
First King chapter 8 verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
列王记上第八章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
There was nothing in the ark except the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with Israel after they came out of Egypt.
第九节，约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的。除此以外，并无他物。
And he said there was nothing in the ark except the two tablet stones.
所以这里讲说，除此以外，并无他物。
I know in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, recorded in the ark of covenant, there's three things.
我们知道，在希伯来书，新约希伯来有记载说，约柜里面有三件东西。
In that, you have the tablet of stone.
我们有法版。
You have the jar of manna.
有玛纳 manna.
You also have the staff of Aaron.
有亚伦的杖。
But in the Old Testament time or in history, there's nothing else in the Ark of Covenant except the tablet of stone.
但是在旧约照根据旧约的记载，在历史的记载，在这个约柜里面，除了石板以外，并没有其他的东西。
The recording in the Book of Hebrews is very different.
但是在希伯来书的记载却有点不一样。
Because the Book of Hebrews is talking about a new covenant, a new worship.
因为我们知道在希伯来书。谈到的是新的约，是一个更好的约，更好的敬拜。
It's a comparison between the old and the new.
就好像是一个旧跟新的比较。
But in fact, in the Old Testament time, there's nothing else in the Ark of Covenant except the two tablets of stone, which is the words of God.
在旧约的记载，约柜里面除了两块石板以外，并没有其他的东西。
And it's through the words of God, this Israelite was able to came out from Egypt. and through the wilderness and entered into the land of Canaan.
也是借着这个神的话石板，那以色列人出埃及，经过旷野，然后进入迦南地。
Now, this is what it teaches today.
这是我们所知道的。
It's that by the words of God today we can actually journey into the heavenly kingdom.
也就是今天也是要靠着神的话，我们才能。来到天国。
And only through the words of God that we can enter to the heavenly kingdom.
也是借着神的话，我们今天才能进入神的国。
And that's why the Bible said the words of God is light to our path and a lamp to our feet.
所以这个圣经讲说，神的话就像我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
In the end time, the church will face a crisis.
在末世，教会会有危机。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
请翻开提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
The Spirit clearly says that in the later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things that talk by demons.
第一节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼鬼魔的道理。
This is a warning given by Paul to Timothy.
这是保罗给提摩太的一个警告。
That something will happen in the end time.
说在末世的时候必有这些事情发生。
That some people will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things that talk by demons.
说会有人离开真道来听从那引诱人的鬼灵的道理。
And indeed, it's quite true.
那这也是真的。
Not long after Paul actually wrote this letter.
当保罗写这个信不久之后
you actually see that false teaching has entered into the church.
我们听见那不对错误道理就开始在教会里面产生。
Let's turn to Revelation.
请翻开启示录。
The book of Revelation.
启示录。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
14?
第十四节。
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
十四节，然而有几件事我要责备你，因为你在那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
And also read verse 20.
二十节。
Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misled my servant into sexual immorality and eating of food sacrificed to idols.
二十节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像的物。
Also, read verse 24.
二十四节。
Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teachings and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets.I will not impose any other burden on you.
二十四节，至于你们推雅推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训、不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我们不将别的担子放在你们身上。
And he recorded the seven churches in the end time that were being infiltrated by heresies and false teachings.
这里讲到说，在末世有七个教会会被这个错误的道理来。进入教会。
Do you have the teaching of Balaam?
有巴兰的教训。
The teaching of Nicolaitans? Nicolaitan, 尼格拉党的教训。
也有尼格拉党的教训。
And also the teaching was advocated by Jezebel.
也有耶洗别的教训。
And here is called it the deep secret or Satan's so-called deep secrets.
这就是说，撒旦的道理。
And all this have been infiltrated into the church at that time.
在那时候，这些东西都进入了神的教会。
And this is going to happen in the end time in the church as well.
同样，今天在末世，这些东西又进入神的教会。
And that's why we need to be extra careful today.
所以我们今天要非常的小心。
Is that we need to follow the words of God exactly, not to diverge to the right or to the left.
我们要紧紧的遵守神的教训。不靠左也不靠右。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
请翻开 启示录十二章
Chapter 12
十二章
Verse 15
十五节
Verse 15
十五节
Then from his mouth the serpent spilled water like a river, so to overtake the woman and swept her away with the torrent.
十五节，蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出来的水，吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。
And this is the work of Satan at end time.
这就是撒旦的工作，在末世的时候会发生的。
That he will spill out water like a river, try to swept every Christian's away.
他从口中吐出水来，水像河一样，要把所有的基督徒都冲走。
This water, this trend is what just been mentioned in the book of Revelation. It's like false teachings, corrupted moral standard, and also philosophy of the world.
就像这些河，就像今天错误的教训，腐败的道理一样，会把我们都冲走。
So this is why we need to be extra careful. Why we need to follow the words of God.
这是为什么我们要特别的小心，要紧紧遵守神的道理。
In Hebrew it tells us we need to hold on to what we have heard.
在希伯来书跟我们讲说，我们要持守我们起初所听的道理。
So we will not be swept away by this trend.
我们才不会被这世界的潮流来冲走。
This is something as a Christian, in the end time, as a church, be extra careful.
这是在末世的教会这个基督徒所要谨守小心的事。
In fact, Paul is encouraging us at the end time.
所以保罗在这里面的劝告我们。
As far as heresy concerned,
对于这个外来的教训。
As a Christian, you should try to avoid it, have nothing to do with it, and get away from it.
我们基督徒要避免他们，要不要听见这些道理。
On a positive note, that we need to hold fast on the sign pattern of the truth.
那我们要谨守说我们教理的教会的道理。
So we will not be swayed away or swept away by the false teachings.
我们才不会这世界其他的潮流所冲走。
And this is something that we need to recognize and we need to accept.
这是我们需要所认识，我们需要所持守的。
Yes, we're going to face this challenge in the end time.
是的，我们在末世的时候将会面对这些挑战。
But we must have this confidence in the words of God and follow the words of God only.
但是我们要有这些信心，说我们只能遵守神的话来持守我们自己。
Let's turn to Song of Song.
我们请翻开诗篇雅歌。
Song of Song chapter 4.
雅歌第四章。
Chapter 4. Verse 12.
第四章十二节。
You are a garden knocked up, my sister, my bride. You are spring enclosed, a silted fountain. Verse 13. Your plants are in the orchard of pomegranate. Your chosen fruits.Yehuna and Nard. Verse 14. Let's
四节,
go to verse 15.
四五节,
you are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water, streamed down from Lebanon. 15.
四五节, 你是园中的泉, 活水的井, 从黎巴嫩流下来的溪水。
And here God is describing the church as like a garden enclosed.
这里神描写说教会就像这个园中的泉一样。
So what it means by a garden enclosed?
这园中的泉是什么意思呢
？Is that when you look at it from outside, a garden enclosed like a garden is desolated, there's no life in there.
当我们从外面看到的时候，这个园中这个园好像没有生命。
But if you go inside, you can actually see all kind of flowers will blossom, giving fruits.
但是如果进入这个园中的时候，你就看中各样的花草都是有生命的。
And because in verse 15 it tells because there's fountain in this garden.
因为在这园中里面有一个泉，有一个活水的井。
And this is the true Jesus Church today.
这就是我们今天的真耶稣教会。
When people looking from outside, it seems our church is so small and insignificant.
当别人从外面看到我们教会的时候，看到这个教堂非常小，非常不起眼。
But in the garden, we have this water, this river.
但是在这个园中里面，我们却有这个泉，有这个活水的井。
Whoever enters into this garden can enjoy the life and able to flourish and prosper.
谁进入这个园中，就会成长，就会活泼起来。
This is water. This river refers to the words of God, and also refers to the Holy Spirit.
这个泉，这个活水，指着神的话，也就是圣灵。
This is the treasures of the church.
是我们教会的宝藏宝贝。
And we need to keep hold of it.
我们要紧紧的持守住。
Make sure nothing from outside will dilute or compromise what we have inside the church.
不要让外面的东西来让我们跌倒，或让我们不能持守这些宝贵的东西。
Sure, we need to open up to other people.
当然我们可以打开我们心眼。
We want other people to come to and join us.
我们要让其他人也能进来分享神的。
But while we open up our doors and welcome other people to come in.
当我们打开门让其他人进来的时候
，Be extra careful. Make sure they don't bring anything that will dilute the truth.
我们要非常小心，不要让他们把错误的道理带进来教会。
And when we ourselves try to prosper the church using other methods, using other technique, using other philosophy, be careful.Make sure you don't compromise the truth.
当我们借着其他我们所学的东西，要让教会成长的时候，我们非常小心，不要让我们的真理不变得不纯正。
Because in the church, we already have what is necessary to have life in the church.
因为我们今天已经有足够的真理来让我们这个教会成长，有存活。
We have the Holy Spirit and we have the truth. We need nothing else.
我们已经有圣灵，有宝贵的真理，我们不需要其他的东西。
As long as we rely on the Holy Spirit and follow the truth, we can prosper and church will flourish.
如果我们靠着圣灵遵守这个道理，那我们教会就会成长。
And this is what the second teaching from why we need to return to the wilderness.
这是第二个原因，我们要回到旷野的。
Of course, in the end time when we're facing these challenges,
当我们在末世面对这些危机、这些挑战的时候
some people in the church, they wouldplay a more important role than others.
有些人在会扮演比较重要的角色。
Now, for instance, the elders, the deacons, and the pastors.
或者是教会的长子、传道会扮演比较重要的角色。
The Bible called them the overseer of the church.
教会圣经里面讲说他们是教会的一些做监督的。
So what do you mean by overseer of the church?
什么叫做做监督的呢？
We say they oversee everything.
因为他们看管。一切的事。
But the thing is that in the church we have the church council.
我们教会也有这个教会的职务会。
And all this church council, they probably do all the daily work in the church.
职务会来负责推动教会的一切事工。
Then if that's the case, then what's the purpose of having deacon or elders?
那如果这样的话，那这些长子的职责是什么呢？
Let's see what Paul said.
我们看保罗怎么说。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
In First Peter chapter 3, it talks about the overseer and the deacons, also the quality that they require.
第三章讲到说，谈到监督的职事跟他们的的职分。
The quality, the
那应该具备有的条件。
But in here, it specifically mentioned one duty that they need to do.
但这里特别指到一件事情，他们需要做的。
Verse 9.
第九节。
They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience.
要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
This is the duty of an overseer and the deacons in the church.
这个就是监督和执事的职责。
It's true, deacons and elders need to have good qualities.
当然，监督和执事都需要有好的好的条件。
They need to humble. They need to sacrifice their time.
他们需要温和，需要牺牲，做牺牲。
They need to do all kind of work in order to serve the congregation.
他们要做很多的工作来服侍教会的同龄。
But their duty for the church is to make sure they hold on to the truth.
但是最重要的是，他们要固守这个真道。
So that nothing, they oversee the church, make sure no heresy will enter into the church.
所以他们持守这个真道，管住这个教会，不让外面的道理进入我们这个教会。
In verse 2 it says,
第二节这么说。
That as an elder, they need to be hospitable.
做监督的必须要乐意接待远人。
And also said able to teach.
那善于教导。
This is also the duty of elders.
这也是一个长职的条件。
Why is that they can actually connect the two together, being hospitable and able to teach together?
那为什么会把这两个一起讲在一起呢？乐意接待远人跟善于教导。
In the time of the New Testament, there are lots of churches dotted around Asia Minor.
在新约的时候，在小亚细亚教会分散各地。
You have many so-called preachers, minister actually travel here and there to preach the gospel.
有很多做传道长子的旅行各地来传道理。
Now all these people, whenever they go to the church, they will start preaching and start sharing the word of God with other people.
然后当他们到任何地方，就开始教导当地的统领，当地的信徒。
But all these people might not necessarily preach the truth.
但是他们不一定是传道真理。
So it's the job of the elders and the deacon to distinguish whether what they preach is true or not.
所以这边就是说是长子的责任，要让他们知道说他们所传的是跟真道在真道的。
So as an elder and a deacon, you are welcoming other people to your church to preach the gospel.
所以作为一个长子，当你来接待从远处来的人。
That's why you need to be hospitable.
所以这是为什么说你要能好好接待他们。
But you need to discern whether what they preach is true or not.
但是你也必须能分辨说他们所教导的是对还不对。
And that's why it said you need to be able to teach.
所以这里讲说你要善于教导。
You need to hold on to the deep truth of the faith.
你要持守这真道的奥秘。
And let's turn to 2 John.
请翻开约翰二书。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰二书第十节。
Verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring his teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him.
第十节。若有人到你们那里，不是传这教训，不要接到他，接他到家里，也不要问他的安。
This is the duty of a deacon and the elder at the time.
所以这个在那当时，这个长子的责任就是这样子。
If anyone comes to you or comes to the church,
如果有人到你们那里来，或是到教会
，and do not bring the teaching of God or the true gospel,
没有带着这真理来的话
，and yet do not welcome them, do not bring them into your house.
不要接待他们，不要问他们的安。
So this is what we will face in the end time.
所以这个我们今天所面对的就是这些。
Is that you will encounter many different teachings and heresies.
面对很多很多的道理，很多的教训。
And the church will certainly have some sort of impact.
那对会影响到我们的教会。
But we must be careful not to be affected by these so-called teachings.
但是我们要很小心，不要被这些外来的教训教导来影响。
Especially as a church is whole, the elders and the deacon must play their role, must make sure oversee the church is not infiltrated by heresies.
所以长子要特别重要的是扮演他们角色，不要让这外来的教训来影响进入这个教会。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
请翻开耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the desert, through the land not sown.
你去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
This is the third reason why God wanted Israel to go back to the wilderness.
这是为什么神要以色列人回到旷野的第三个原因。
So that the Israelites can be light at the time when they come out from Egypt.
所以当以色列人出埃及的时候
，It's because that they have this devotion towards God.
他们有这跟随神的爱，这个爱情。
They love God so much. Their love is so genuine and so pure, and God remembers.
他们爱的神是真正的很真诚，所以神都记得。
But at the time they already depart from God, they rebel against God.
但是后来他们就离开神。
But say, God, I remember at the time that your devotion for me and when you came out from Egypt.
所以这里神记得说，我记得说你离开埃及的时候，你对我的爱情是怎么样子。
This is why God wanted them to go back to Egypt.
这是为什么神要他们回到旷野。
So that they can actually once again reconnect this relationship with God.
所以我们再一次能跟神建立这种关系。
So that they can actually devote their love to God once again.
再把他们爱再一次的放在神的身上。
The love is what we call the first love. It's so pure, without any condition.
这个爱是真爱，是第一次的爱，所以是非常的宝贵。
They love God just because they love God, but nothing else.
他们爱神，最是因为他们爱神，也不是没有其他的原因。
And because they love God, they actually devote themselves to His Word and follow His teaching.
因为他们爱神，所以他们就放神在神的教训上，也遵守神的教训。
So their relationship was so close, they will not be affected by anything else in the world.
那他们的关系非常的亲密，不会被任何的东西来影响。
And this is what God wants from us today.
今天神也是要我们这样。
The devotion of our youth.
要我们全心的投入。
is that we love God because we love God, not because of His benefits.
我们不是爱神，因为爱神有很多益处， 而是我们真正的爱他。
We love God and we follow His teaching, we'll not be affected by any other condition.
是因为我们爱他， 那我们就遵守他的道理， 也不会被外来的东西来影响。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
请翻回来， 启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 7.
1到7节。
I'll just go through this. Chapter 2, 1 to 7 talks about the church of Ephesus.
这里讲到教会, 以弗所的教会。
Ephesus is a church that is praised by God.
在这里是以弗所是被神所称赞的。
Because they were hardworking, they persevere.
因为他们, 他们劳碌忍耐。
And they endure hardship, and they actually not gone weary.
他们并没有灰心。
But yet, there's one thing that God actually rebuked them for.
但是有一件事, 神却责备他们。
Is that they actually have forsaken their first love.
但他把起初的爱心离弃了。
It's not that they don't love God.
并不是说他们不爱神,
but that love has changed.
但是他们爱变了。
It's no longer devotion that of the youth.
但是他们这个爱, 这个, 投入爱不像在幼年的时候的爱一样。
It's reconditioned, it's not pure.
这个爱已经是有条件的不纯的爱。So
God said to them that you need to change, you need to repent.
所以你应该改变，你应该悔改。
If you don't, I will come and remove your lampstand.
如果你不改的话，就会来把你的这个灯移走。
This is what God said to us today as well.
所以今天神也是这么样的跟我们说。
God remember when the first time when we come to church, when we come to worship, and the love that we show to Him.
神记得说我们第一次来到神的教会，第一次敬拜他，第一次把我们的爱，如何的爱神。
And He remember, He want us to show that kind of love once again.
他记得，他也要我们再一次把这个爱表现出来。
A love that is so pure that God remember always.
这个爱是非常的纯的，神永远的记得。
But unfortunately, it seems from time to time that we love something else rather than God.
很可惜的，这个时间慢慢过去，我们的爱就慢慢的转移，慢慢的变了。
The Bible says we cannot serve two masters.
圣经跟我们讲说，我们不能服侍两个主。
If you love the world, the love of Father is not in you.
如果我们爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
So God is like someone who's so pitiful, standing there heartbroken, seeing us loving someone else.
所以神就像一个爱我们的人，这个心都碎了，他非常爱我，可是我们却没有爱他。
And the Bible tells us that God actually grieved.
神是非常的伤心的。
The Bible uses other words say that He's heartbroken.
那神的，这圣经讲说神的心碎了。
Do you know what it's like to be heartbroken?
Do you know, 你知道说心碎是怎么样吗？
Might not to the young people, for you as a parent.
对一个做父母的人。
When you devote all your love to your children.
当你把全部的爱放在你的孩子身上。
And yet when they grow up, they rebel against you.
当他们成长的时候，他们却离开你。
You'll feel the grief, you'll feel the pain in your heart.
你会心中就会觉得很难过。
This is what happened to God.
这就是神的感觉。
God gave the Israelites so much.
神给以色列人非常多。
And yet they rebel against Him.
但以色列人却背叛神。
Just like today, God has given us so much.
就如同今天神给我们非常的多。
And yet we often rebel and go away from Him.
但我们却常常反叛他，然后离开神。
And that's why the Bible said God is grieved.
这是为什么圣经讲到神是很伤心的。
Now this kind of feeling of being grieved or being heartbroken, it's not just emotional or psychological.
这种东西不是只是说一个心理学上的或是感情上的。
You can actually feel the pain in your heart when your heart is shattered.
当你的心碎的时候，你可以真的感受到这种苦楚，这种痛苦。
It really hurts.
它真的是非常的难过。
And yet, this is what happened to God.
这就是神的感受。
He's standing there, seeing us going away from Him.
他站在那里，看到我们说离开神。
He is heartbroken.
他的心都碎了。
But yet, He's very patient.
但是他非常的有耐心的等候我们。
He wants us to go back to the wilderness.
他要我们再回到旷野。
So that we can love Him like before.
所以我们可以爱他，像我们以前爱他，从前爱他一样。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
请翻开诗篇。
Song of Songs.
雅歌。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
雅歌第二章第七节。
Verse 7. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelle and by the doors of the field. Do not arouse or awaken enough until it so desire.
第七节，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Verse 5. Daughter of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelle and by the doors of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
Also read chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Daughter of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
It's true that God wants us so desperately wants us to go back to the wilderness so that we can have this kind of love once again.
这是没有错，神很愿意我们再一次的回到旷野，那我们能这样的一次的爱他。
But yet he does not want to force us.
但他并不愿意强迫我们。
He wants you to do it out of your own willingness.
他要我们自愿的来做这个事。
Because only to get this kind of love will last long.
也只有这样的爱才能持久。
Well, because when a love is being forced, it's not genuine, it will not last long.
当一个爱是被迫的话，那就是不纯正的，就不能持久。
So God said, I will not arouse you until you desire.
所以神说，我不要惊动你，直到说你愿意。
This is what we need to learn today.
这是我们今天所要学习的。
Love God out of our own willingness.
爱神从我们自动发出来、自愿的来爱神。
Love God, devote all our love towards God without any other motive.
把我们心全方爱在爱在神、爱在他的教训上，没有其他的动机。
And if we have this kind of love, this kind of intimate relationship with God.
如果我们有这样的爱、这样的亲密的关系。
Then nothing in the world will separate us from God.
那这样将没有任何事情能帮我们与我们跟神分开。
We can actually devote ourselves to His word.
我们就能把我们心放在他的话语上。
We can follow His word closely.
我们就能遵守他的话语。
We can enjoy the love that He gave us daily.
我们就能享受他给我们的爱。
By going back to the wilderness.
回到这个旷野，
we can survive the wilderness through the words of God.
我们就能借着神的话，能在这个旷野存活。
And we can, by following His word, we can journey out from the wilderness, enter into the land of Canaan.
那借着遵守他的话，我们就能经过这旷野，来到迦南地。
And in the wilderness, we can experience the love once we have with Him before. And we can have the love that once we have with Him.
那我们就会失去我们以前的这个爱。
This kind of love, the Bible said, is not something that we quench by water.
这个爱在圣经讲说不是被火水所能浇灭的。
It's so strong, it's so intimate.
这个爱是非常的强。
It doesn't matter what happened in the world.
不论在世界上如何。
Or what we encounter in the world.
不论说我们面对的是什么。
It will not separate us from God.
不会让我们跟神分开的。
We can actually follow Him closely.
我们就能紧紧地跟随他。
Until we enter in the kingdom.
直到我们进入神的国。
So let us once again think about going back to the wilderness.
所以再次我们来思考回到旷野。
Let's sing Him.
请唱诗。
Hymn 91.
唱诗九十一首。
Do I say not I love Jesus? High death in a bread are so great, like a waterfall fresh from above. Jesus, what happiness come from these bounds? Through thy love you become fresh and end, Jesus, believe.Your throne bright on high, evil souls, Son of Man and the Lord Jesus, to pull for the place you could lie. Now my light is poured out in thy feet, Jesus, your
satisfy me more than all. Oh, thy beauty and goodness excel, Jesus, with joy I'll abide in thy love. Like aroma the food is thy love, Jesus, that favor was healed and be filled. We give thanks for your death on the cross, Jesus, such mocking and suffering you well. Senor, from the sin from Jesus, your precious blood was us gone. Send the comfort of him and his name, Jesus, so that I might please thy below. Now my love is full of faith, Jesus. You satisfy me, all my heart. Oh, thy beauty and goodness excel, Jesus, with joy I'll abide in thy love. Day and night do I pine for your home, Jesus, how long you appear in above. Golden street, jasper walls, happy place, Jesus, no pain, no more tears, only love. In your mercy and grace evermore, Jesus, no blessing as great can be found. My life always remains just the same, Jesus. What glory, what radiance above. Now my love is for thou and thy feet, Jesus. You satisfy me more than all. Oh, thy beauty and goodness excel, Jesus. With joy I'll abide in thy love.
Now we're going to pray and conclude the service. In our prayer, please specially pray for Advent Church. And also pray for the second construction of Advent Church.
也为我们第二期的,
and also pray for all of the brothers and sisters who are physically or spiritually weak.
为那些裸体或灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Pray that we all can go back to the wilderness.
我们祷告我们都能回到旷野。
Learn to trust on the words of God.
学习靠神的话。
And follow his teachings.
遵守他的话语。
And establish a close and loving relationship with God.
再一次建立我们跟神亲密的关系。
So that we can survive in this world.
所以我们不只能在这个世界上存活。
So that we can actually journey out from this world into the heavenly kingdom.
那我们能经过这个路程，然后。 走这个神的路程,
and enjoy the love once we have with God, the close intimate relationship we have with God.
再次体验到神的爱与神亲密的关系。
And here I'd like to also, on behalf of the TP student, say thank you for Irvine Church for these 2 months.
我代表这个神学生来感谢说，Irvine教会的接待。
Tomorrow we'll be all going back home for a break for 3 weeks.
明天。
During these 2 months, two and a half months in Southern California has been a wonderful time for us.
在这两个半月在南加州，我们感受到大家的爱。
Not only we have received many teachings and also many edification from our elders and lecturers.
我们不止学习到很多宝贵的教训教导。
We also experience many love of brothers and sisters. In Southern California.
我们也亲身体会到弟兄姐妹对我们的爱。
And I hope that if God willing,
如果神愿意的话,
We'll be back here once again in November time.
We'll be back here once again in November time.
So in here, I just want to say thank you very much for the past 2.5 months.
所以在这里感谢弟兄姐妹的款待，在过去两个半月来。
So do remember each other in our prayer.
那请在我们祷告中为彼此祷告。
So that we can see each other again in the near future.
所以在不久将我们再见面。
That we can gather together, enjoy the love of God, and when also worshiping.
愿神带领我们。
Let's pray together.
好，我们一起祷告。